Steve Norman reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide car bomber targeting a foreign convoy has struck near Kabul's international airport, killing at least three people, wounding many others. Taliban claimed responsibility for Sunday morning's attack. Blast killed at least two women who were bystanders, wounded 18 others. The ministry says three children and eight women are among those who were wounded. The United States says it has killed a senior leader of the Islamic State in eastern Syria. Heather Murdoch reports.
On Saturday, the U.S.-led coalition said it killed a senior Islamic State leader known as Abu Sayyaf and captured his wife, Sayyaf. Jan Sampierre, the CEO of Berlin-based security consulting firm Mosicon, says the announcement was intended to deliver a psychological blow to the Islamic State to slow its momentum.
It is a blow, but an organization like ISIS, they usually have contingency plans. There's always somebody willing or ready to take over in case something happens.
In Washington, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said in a statement that the operation represents another significant blow to IS. Officials say Abu Sayyaf was also involved in managing the Islamic State's illegal oil trade that was once a significant source of funding for the group. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
United States says it's deeply concerned about the death sentences handed down to former President Mohamed Morsi of Egypt and more than 100 other defendants for a 2011 mass prison break. Sentences were handed down Saturday in a Cairo court. Former president also facing espionage charges. The court also issued a separate verdict against several top Muslim Brotherhood leaders for conspiring with Hamas and Hezbollah in organizing the prison break. This is VOA News. Despite growing tensions over a territorial dispute in the South China Sea, Chinese President Xi Jinping says relations with the United States remain stable. Mr. Xi told visiting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry earlier today that he looks forward to his upcoming visit to the U.S. in September, and he believes that working together, the two sides can bring Chinese-U.S. relations to a new height. Secretary Kerry left Beijing earlier today for Seoul, South Korea, ahead of meetings expected to focus on security concerns and trade. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has ordered the formation of a special commission to probe the failed launch on Saturday of a Russian rocket carrying a Mexican satellite into space. The probe announcement came just hours after the Proton M rocket and its payload exploded in the skies over Kazakhstan about 8 minutes after liftoff. Jim Cramer is vice president of the company, International Launch Services, which handled the launch.
Approximately 490 seconds into the launch sequence during the third stage operation of the Proton booster vehicle, an anomaly occurred for which resulted in the emergency shutdown of the third stage.
The last time a Proton M rocket failed was 1 year ago. There have been six subsequent successful launches before Saturday's failure. President Obama used his weekly media address to focus on creating opportunities for all Americans, he said, especially those who feel a sense of unfairness and powerlessness. Mr. Obama said that feeling has helped fuel the kind of unrest seen between police and citizens. President spoke about government programs, which he said are examples of projects that have helped struggling Americans.
So I hope this conversation continues. Not as a question of whether, but of how we can work together to grow opportunity. Because it's not words, but deeds that make a difference.
Mr. Obama will travel to Camden, New Jersey, one of America's poorest cities, but one whose police force is thought of as a model of how the police should interact with citizens. In U.S. politics, 11 Republican hopefuls for the 2016 presidential election gathered in the state of Iowa. That happened Saturday to explain to the state's most active party members why they deserve the party's presidential nomination. Prospective candidates also discussed views about taxes, immigration, education, the economy, and other hot-button issues, including how the U.S. should treat the rest of the world. Also in the news, the U.S. horse racing winner, yes, Preakness Stakes on Saturday, and American Pharoah, who won the Kentucky Derby, also took the stakes.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. VOA 1. VOA 1. The best music now.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go, go, go.
That's good advice. Let's go. Hi, I'm Ray McDonald at your side, opening the show today with Calvin Harris and Neo. Neo has signed on to the huge hit TV series Empire, where he'll co-write music with Timbaland. Here's Ellie Goulding, Love Me Like You Do, on the hits.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Satellite. You can see the world you brought to life, to life.
It's new music on VOA 1.
I am nothing without love. I'm but a ship stuck in the sand. Some would say that I'm all alone, but
McDonald with new solo music from Nate Roos, who put his band Fun on hiatus. That's called Nothing Without Love. Scott Stapp says he's been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Speaking with People magazine, the lead singer of Creed says recent events of erratic behavior were caused by a psychotic break brought on by alcohol and drug abuse. Scott says he is now undergoing therapy while taking medication. You can read all about Scott Stapp on my Twitter page, RayOnTheHits at Twitter.com. Stick around now for Pharrell, Wiz Khalifa, and more. It's all for you on VOA 1.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken trappy, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. This is the last girl that played me, left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hips. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you. If I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take it by the head. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. You know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
Number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for a fifth big week, Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth. See you again on VOA 1, The Hits.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn, who knew all the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way.
Yeah, we came a long way.
From where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all. See you.
feeling stronger with small. Turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. When we not talk about family, when family's all that we got. Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last time.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
I love you.
Jessica Simpson's little sister, Ashley. Kimye is alive and well and turning 1 year old. Us Weekly magazine reports that Kanye West and his wife, Kim Kardashian, are returning to Paris, France next week to celebrate their one-year wedding anniversary. They had a party in Paris last May 24th before flying to Italy to get married. Us Weekly says Kanye and Kim will have a vow renewal service followed by a private party at the restaurant at the top of the Eiffel Tower. This will all be easy enough because Kimye will already be in France attending the Cannes Film Festival. Vance Joy and Lady Gaga are on the way. Keep it here on VOA 1.
When the moment comes.
Joy just set a chart record in his native Australia, 107 straight weeks on the singles chart. Here's Riptide on VOA 1.
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations.
Taking away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man.
Donald at your service. Stay with me for new music from Shepherd. It's coming up next hour on VOA 1, The Hits.
Other things I gotta deal with. I find myself calling her your name. Ladies, tell me, do you understand? Now, my fellas, do you feel my pain? It's the way I feel. I knew I made a mistake. Now it's too late. I know she ain't coming back. What I gotta do now to get my shorty back? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Man, I don't know what I'm gonna do without my boo. You've been gone.